This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45. It's already light outside.
So beautiful out this morning.
Absolutely gorgeous. This is that rare month, the one month of the year. I feel sort of like a normal person, like, you know, even on my way to work, the sky is starting to lighten. It's just so lovely. Ah! As opposed to when it's still dark at 8 a.m.
Summer's here, everybody.
It certainly is. They say today's going to be the hottest day of the week. And I thought the weekend was blazing. Like, you'd walk outside and the heat would just hit you. I got to go back inside.
Slap you in the face.
Why am I out here?
Really hot where I live, for sure.
Oh, my God. It's just been cooking.
But I didn't... What I looked up... I think it's going to be the hottest day was yesterday for me.
They were saying it was today.
Yeah, mid-90s.
Yeah, it was ridiculously warm.
I was looking at yours this morning, Vinny. I felt like yours was going to be the coolest one out of all of us.
Yeah, but yesterday we were almost 100.
Yeah.
I didn't move over there to be in 100-degree weather. Dang.
Supposed to be up in the cool hills.
Yeah, oh my God. For San Francisco, it's 92 today.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
It never hits the 90s in SF.
Barely hits the
80s. By 11, it's supposed to be 80 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Vinny, I'm seeing a high for Scotts Valley of 89.
Yeah, that's lower than yesterday.
Boy.
I ran yesterday at... on the treadmill, I want to say at 4 p.m., and it was 92 degrees.
In your garage?
Well, everywhere. I mean, probably hotter in my garage.
Right. I feel so guilty when I put the AC on, mostly because of John. So it's like, really, the AC? I'm like, yes, it's 100 degrees in the
house.
Stop
it.
That's why we have it for days just like this.
Yes.
So hot.
Oh. But at my house, we are exercising and eating salmon.
Oh, I love salmon. How are you preparing the salmon?
I didn't prepare it. I just know that we're on a weight loss program.
Well,
for the big day.
Only 6 weeks away from the big day.
Oh, my God.
Crunch time is on. So, and I'm down, which is good.
Yeah.
It was, like, nice to get on the scale and go, oh, look at that. It's working. Uh-huh. Thank freaking God.
Your clothes feel a little bit better?
Yeah, actually, they're loose. I have my fat clothes on lately, and they're all getting looser.
Yeah. We all do have a range of clothes. Oh,
that's
look.
True.
Well,
this will probably fit me still.
I didn't until my 40s.
Yeah. That's when it happens. You think you can eat it. And most, you know, these kids, all they do is eat. And they're like, oh, nothing sticks to me. Oh. And then all of a sudden it starts sticking. You're like, oh, God, it happened to me, too. How can this be?
Oh, well.
So you have a good weekend? Because mine was epic.
I had a great weekend. Tell me about yours.
Well,
it wasn't epic, I'll tell you that.
I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to get in a car or on a plane.
You are so lucky you didn't go to Disneyland this past weekend. Holy crap.
I'm telling you.
I bet it was 1,000 degrees down
there. I told you
that
when we got back. It was perfect.
Yeah.
We got so lucky. Cloud cover?
I know.
And in the 60s?
You are totally lucky.
Yeah. So, and then this weekend we just chilled.
So
nice. I did some chores. I played some guitar.
Did you learn that song yet or what? Are we going to do that song?
I mean, I can do it good enough.
But let's do it.
Toy Story 2 we watched.
Oh, how was it? Not the new one.
No.
I love Toy Story.
We're looking
did
at
you cry
all
a little
the...
bit?
I didn't at Toy Story 2. I usually do, but I don't know. The timing around the house kept me... I was okay.
Distracted enough.
Yeah.
To not be totally focused and tearing up.
But yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a really, really good one.
Yeah.
So we watched that, and we're getting ready for Toy Story 4. So we got one more to watch.
Mm.
We'll
getting all
ready.
Caught up.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw the third one. Saw the first and second one. I think I missed out on the third one.
Oh, you should rent the third one.
Third one's good.
Third one's really good.
I love them all so much.
Yeah. There's some real peril in the third one.
Mm.
Like, you're like,
right.
Oh my God, I think this might be the end for the friends.
But then there wouldn't be a four.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Don't worry, we'll make it.
I did see your kids and your wife this weekend.
Oh my God! Tell me about the bridal shower.
Is it Aaron's house in San Jose?
I wasn't there, but I think it was at Annalisa's house.
Okay.
Aaron is her sister-in-law.
Oh. Okay.
No. Sorry, not sister-in-law.
I feel like we got the invite from Aaron.
It's her
possibly.
Sister.
Okay. Whosever house it was beautiful. It kept going back and back and back.
Mm.
And then the party was in the backyard, and it was lovely. It was a great day. It wasn't too hot yet that day. I didn't stay for very long. I had Alden drive me over. Had a little bit of food, glass of champagne, and talked and hung out with the girls, and that was it. I was like, all right.
You want to hear something?
I walked around the corner and just kept walking. And then I texted Christina saying, hey.
Did you write, I left for a Pepsi?
Oh my God, that's so funny because that's what we call pulling a Vinny.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a Pepsi. Okay, see you tomorrow.
So.
Did I write that? I might have wrote that.
Well, she doesn't know what that means.
Oh.
She doesn't know that's me.
Yeah.
That you're referencing.
How is that possible?
Oh, yeah, so, I did. I go, I said, thank you for inviting me. I went and got a Pepsi. I'm sure you know what that means, XO.
So she didn't know what that means.
And you had to explain it to her.
Well, this is the thing. So she said at the party, I guess she got your text and was like, oh, Yuzette left. And they're like, and she went for a Pepsi? You know what that means? They looked it up because they didn't know what it means.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it means you're going to do some coke.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
Instead of coke, God!
I've read that on the Urban Dictionary. They say Pepsi. She's a Pepsi whore or whatever.
Oh, my God, funny, like as opposed to coke.
Yeah.
They think I must have got to coke. Oh, that's funny that you told her. You know, it's nice.
Oh, my God.
I guess in case she wanted to join you.
Party, think I went to do cocaine.
Well, that's what they... So she said that to me when she got home.
Oh, my God. Because she was probably Yuzette left to do some coke while we were at the party?
No, that's a reference they're making to me.
Yeah.
And she goes,
you do coke?
I don't know. Yeah. And I go, yeah, that's just... She just split.
Yeah.
And didn't want to make her way through the party with a million goodbyes.
Right. Exactly.
That's the way to leave, you know? It's like a ninja move. That's
never going to use that phrase again.
Well, we can't now that we know what it actually means. For us, it's always just been, you know, what Vinny does.
Yeah.
No. What it actually means is someone... Anyway,
no, we get it, but for us, that's not what it meant. Right up until we found out it's in.
Maybe I should have said I pulled a... Black Irish goodbye. Is it Black Irish?
I don't know.
Where they just, you leave a party without saying goodbye to anybody.
Oh.
Something like that.
Everyone should do that. It would be such a better world.
Yeah.
It would be, it's easier. There is something about.
You don't want to run a gauntlet every time you leave someplace.
I know. And there are people, because you just wind up never leaving. It's like, you know, if you're going to do it that way, just start leaving once you get to the party. And then once you've talked to everyone, yeah,
hello,
I'm going to also be leaving.
Really nice to see you.
What Come I usually on. Do is I'll find like the host and go, listen, I'm sneaking out. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
That's Please probably the most mature way to handle it.
Say my goodbyes to everybody.
But thanks for coming. That was nice of you.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I love seeing the girls.
It's not close.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It did take a while.
Well, it's nice.
It's all right.
On Saturday, we...
You had your whole family, right?
We did, I know. So my brother and sister-in-law are in Alaska right now, so it was just the four of us, and we just had such a good day. We're celebrating my son's birthday. He turned 20 last weekend, but he wasn't here, and then my other son is graduating tomorrow.
Whoa. Is it an indoor or outdoor thing?
I think it's outdoors.
So tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow is his day, and so we're all going to go to that. It's
God.
Very exciting. I know.
What time is that?
I think it's a 5.
Oh, that's good.
5 or 5:30, mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah, so it's a little bit later in the day, but still, I'm sure I'll be sweaty. A sweaty Betty.
Yep.
But I love that, you know. Who doesn't like to break a good sweat? Like, there's something about the sweat that drips down from under your boobs. Oh, God.
That was me this morning from the air conditioner. Yeah. I was like this.
In front. I'm like.
In front of the air conditioner.
The air conditioner made you sweat?
I know. That's...
and I just was.
Yeah, it's there's just something about.
Got out of the shower and I was already.
I mean, what's better than that? Just like sweat
horrible.
Being generated from under your boobs.
All like, over my forehead, dripping down. I'm like, okay,
Jesus.
So most of my makeup is gone already.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Well, our
with
house
it.
Is in disarray right now.
Yes, yeah, so when did this all start? Or you had to clear the furniture and today they're going
to
put the carpet in?
I had to. Well, John had to work yesterday, and so I had to take everything out of closets, bring it downstairs. I must have been up and down those stairs. I had to keep resting. I was just, I just felt like I was not feeling it. And every place where there's carpet, we had to. I had just put everything in the kitchen as much as I could carry.
Right. And then when you got home, the furniture got moved, or
No, the furniture is still there. John's dealing with it this morning. He's cleaning out his closet stuff.
So bogus.
It is. It's horrible.
That's
Boom.
You
and
know
I
what?
Feel bad
if there
for
was
him.
Ever an example of why you want to be filthy, stinking rich, it's the chores of mm-hmm. life where you just want to be able to say no. I'm not touching a thing. I'll pay everybody do the work.
Top
all
dollar.
The work,
here you go.
I'm
and
not
I'm
going
to go
that.
Stay somewhere else, and you let me know when it's time to move back in.
It's like, remember when you were a kid and when you had to move? Of course, when you're a kid, you didn't have as much stuff either, you know? But there's nothing worse. Like, I always think about how inconvenient moving is. It's, like, fun to move to a new place and everything. It's super exciting. You get a great, you know, like, I'm so excited to live in this one place. But then the reality of what a move entails hits you.
So much.
I mean, and just and then having to move stuff in your own house to a different location. And so now this one room is just trash and these mm-hmm. other rooms are empty.
I just don't know how they're going to move all that furniture around and get everything done. I told John I might need to get a hotel room today because Ella was so hot yesterday. I kept putting the rag on her, a wet rag on her, even
last
night. You
guys don't have AC, huh?
No.
Actually surprised by mm-hmm. that.
And so I was starting to get a little worried about her. She wouldn't even come up on the bed. She was kind of hiding under the bed. And, you know, that starts to worry me. When she doesn't want to get up on the bed,
yeah.
I start to get a little worried. But, like, where are we going to go today? I can't.
Yeah, get a dog. You know, you should get a hotel room right down the street here.
No, not from here. I'm going to get it by the house because I want to be available for when John needs me.
Mm.
And
I need you. I need to come to you because you have the AC over there.
Well, he's going to have to leave the house. So, you know, the guys are going to get there and he'll help them move stuff around. And then he has to leave.
Oh, he should get the hotel room first. Is he off today?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I know.
That's
I just feel
good.
Bad that he has to do this on his dumb day off.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to be done today or tomorrow. So that'll be done with.
That'll be done by Wednesday. This will all be in the past.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that sucks. It's tough.
Just yeah. is what it is.
Yeah,
it is
one
what
of those
it
things.
Is. Exactly
I would
right.
love to be filthy, rotten, stinking rich.
Mm-hmm.
Just move to like one wing of your house and have the servants move all your things out of the way.
It's just the chore stuff that, man. I mean, I think about it when I'm doing the dishes.
Yeah, just to have someone.
But
in
other
the house
people don't do their dishes.
Everybody does their dishes.
I do dishes.
Most no, you dishes. Guys. I'm talking about filthy rich people.
Oh.
You think Chris Kelly does dishes? No.
You know what? I venture to say he does.
Really?
I don't think so.
He's got a beautiful, wonderful house, but it's not like outrageous. Like he has all the money, but he doesn't flaunt it like the way you would think some people do.
Right.
Does he have a housekeeper that comes in? Probably.
So he doesn't
but
have a live-in
I'm
staff
thinking,
is what you're saying?
No. I'm thinking... You know, his wife does a lot of the work and handles those kids, and they're
Isn't
just
he divorcing?
Solid people. Ooh,
what?
What? Is this news? Yeah, they're separated. Is this news? Maybe I shouldn't send that. I think it's...
Edit.
Don't edit it. It's over. It's over. Yeah, I was talking to him at the Mosley thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Well, it's been a while since I've seen Chris.
So he told you that?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
oh,
I
well,
would assume, you know,
go.
You tell a radio person
right.
that. You have to assume that's public knowledge.
I thought maybe
yeah, no,
that
I,
came
I
through Human and you'd be
no,
like,
no, no.
oh, way
Man.
To spill.
No.
So she's walking away with...
yeah. Well, he's probably in an apartment doing his own dishes
yeah.
at this point. I'm going to guess that, yes, he does do his own dishes. Divorce is expensive. Hilarious.
Oh, that's too bad. They were a cute couple, but oh, well.
No. You know, nothing lasts forever, apparently.
Except our marriages.
Yes, Sarah. Except ours.
And Vinny's.
Yep,
and
forever.
Brian's.
He doesn't even have one of those yet, so it's all right.
Pretty soon, though.
Any second, I know.
Boy, it is right around the corner.
You're not kidding.
It's exciting.
It's
It's going to be a fun time. I can't wait, actually. We wound up getting rooms.
Oh, good.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just like, the heck with it.
Yeah, and you can't, you want to have a good time. You can't be driving back from there.
No, and we'll get, we had to book two nights because that's the minimum.
Right.
So
yeah.
We were going to get there on Friday night.
Yeah.
Relax, chill out, have a nice dinner somewhere.
I can't say I'm too thrilled about that.
The two-night stay thing.
That aspect of things has come up more than once, and I find myself cringing sort of as I go, like, man, that's shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. You know what? It's fine.
Everybody's working their angles, and I don't mean you. I mean everybody that we're in business with for this.
Right.
Sure.
Good.
Business, baby.
Yeah, it is.
It's business, baby.
It's clearly a machine.
And when's the wedding? Like around 3?
I don't know.
Like 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. John was saying, he goes, you know, we'll be rushing to get down there. And we'll have to He goes, it's actually good that it's
exactly.
2 nights because we'll get there and we'll bring our stuff and we'll be, you know, freshly showered.
Yeah, because you can't even check in till
3 o'clock probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Guitar John can relax and play some music.
We got a suite, so we'll be able to have, you know, if anybody wants to come
We
on.
Ended up renting an Airbnb. It's going to be my first time doing that. And it's a lovely cottage on this man's property. And from everything I've read and seen, it looks just beautiful. And it allows dogs.
Oh, good.
So that's another thing.
That's great.
Right. So fun.
Look at us.
Are you just driving down, Brittany?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't really. I don't think that far ahead. It's it's way far out.
I'm
trying to deal with
out.
Today right now.
Don't worry about it.
I'm definitely going though. I just haven't planned that far ahead.
Hey.
I don't know what I'm wearing either. By the way.
Oh.
To switch subjects.
Yes.
Purposefully so. Us is now available for rental. Did you see it over the weekend?
I did not. Did you watch? Do you guys watch it?
We rewatched it.
Oh, that's right. Because you guys went to the movies.
We saw it in the movies.
You watched it again, huh?
We tried. We didn't finish it. But there's definitely more. You see a lot more watching it from home.
Mm.
So, in fact, the opening scene has something in it that I did not. You wouldn't think to pick.
Tell
me. Look
closely.
There's a scene where the television is playing and you're watching this trying to figure out why they're showing it to you. There's a reflection on the TV that you're supposed to pick up and you don't.
Oh my God!
You don't see it in the movie theater because you're
freshly.
You don't know why you would be you're being shown this, or so. Upon rewatching it at home, I'm like, oh my God, there it is.
So I don't have to pay attention to what's on the actual TV.
No, that's also important. But what I'm saying is, there's a point where there's a thing showing, and just like on regular TV, occasionally. When it switches to the next thing, commercial, whatever.
Oh,
there's a period of blackness, which makes it a mirror. It happens quickly, and in the theater, I didn't see it at all. And in rewatching it, I'm like, oh my God, there it is! Right there! Now you know! And then there's a few other things that happen in the movie where we go, oh, that's why the guy is so happy. I get it now.
Oh, so happy.
Yeah, there's a point. Anyway, it's really a good watch and better from home, in my opinion, because you just can. You can just replay stuff and go, that's why.
Or I have to go to the bathroom. Can you hit pause?
Right.
Got it.
I do like it because I get to look things up like, wait, what? And then I'll just look up something and go, okay, that's what they meant.
Yeah.
And now I can move on.
Yeah.
A Pepsi means I'm leaving to go do some Coke.
Yeah,
right,
I didn't
great,
know
I've
you
got
were
it.
A Coke head. I had
no
idea.
I didn't know I was either.
Turns out.
If I was, I'd probably be skinnier.
Well, the thing was, when she said that, I'm like, wait, are you, what?
No.
Why would you tell her that?
I know. No kidding. Why would I tell her that? But no.
The whole party's like, wow.
I'm like,
oh, my God.
A little part of me
head.
Is like, is that? Use your head. Keep your coke head ways to yourself. What are you doing?
You know, we all just thought it was a Vinnyism.
Apparently, it's something entirely
else. Turns out it's something else completely. Whatever. All right, KLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Monday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.